All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
The following is brought to you by the Social Suplex Podcast Network.
This is All Things Elite. Welcome back to All Things Elite. Load up the pod, man, it's on when we speak. Rich right here, let me warm it up for Austin and Floyd. Couldn't be no one but the boys. When it come to All Things Elite from the fan perspective, swear, man, it ain't no question. Hear from them first. Swear, man, they putting in the work. No, they had to get me for the verse. Social Suplex Network Zone. I was at a time in your headphones. Austin and Floyd on the microphone. Backing out on a rant, getting in the zone. Pulling up the show, give it 7 stars, you already know. Who else could it be but the show with the proclivity for a positivity? I'm gone.
Welcome, everyone, to a special episode of Social Suplexes Podcast about AEW with a proclivity for positivity. Welcome to All Things Elite. I am your host, Floyd Johnson. This will be a special preview of the 2024 Continental Classic. Just real quick, what I wanted to do is I wanted to do the show tonight. I wanted to do the full gear review and then jump into the Continental Classic. Austin couldn't jump in. So the full gear review is still going to come on tomorrow night's episode that we record after Dynamite. So you'll have it to listen to on Thanksgiving. But for now, because we actually know who's going to be in the Continental Classic, we actually know what matches are going to happen before Day One of Dynamite, I didn't want to talk about our preview for the Continental Classic after it already begun. So this is going to be a quick little episode about the Continental Classic. I'm trying to keep it under 30 minutes, so you can listen to it sometime on Wednesday before Dynamite starts. So, yeah, I'm flying solo. Y'all know how much I don't like doing that, but I am here for it. I want to make sure you're downloading this a fine show on YouTube Music or Apple Podcasts. Please leave a rate and review if you're so inclined. And you can follow us at AT Elite Pod, at Social Suplex, at Austin Sumowitz, and at Floyd Johnson on X, a.k.a. Twitter. I should be getting our Blue Sky up and running by the end of the week. It's going to have, I'm going to hopefully get at AT Elite Pod on Blue Sky. So it's supposed to, everything's supposed to be the same. And so if you can follow us on there, the goal is to have it done by Black Friday. I'm going to get this done at the beginning. Make sure you're going to Chopped Tees to check out all of the Social Suplex shows that has shirts and merchandise. One Nation Radio, Keeping It Strong Style, Us, All Things Elite, Tunnel Talk, all the match show. I think that's all of them. And I think Imp's show about WWE is on there too. But hey, forgive me if I'm wrong. Again, this is pretty much impromptu. I jotted down a few notes to talk about this, and I'm going to jump right into it. It's going to be mostly thriller, no filler on this one. It's just going to be all talking about the Continental Classic. So it was announced last week by Tony Khan, Continental Classic. They would then be announcing the members after Full Gear. What that meant is Sunday, they did a Full Gear selection show. It released, I believe, at 9:30 Central Time. It was done by Tony Schiavone. It was a very good episode. If you haven't, go ahead and check that out on AEW's YouTube. Also today, yesterday, because I'm actually recording this the morning of the Wednesday the 27th, yesterday, Matt Camp did a preview of the Continental Classic, which was excellent. I just watched it before I did this. They were talking about, it was like real sports, talking about the first time matchups, who could win and everything like that. I thought it was brilliantly done. I really do think you should go listen to Matt Camp. It's less than 15 minutes, so it's not like you got to dedicate your whole day to it. I actually listened to everything on 1.5 speed, so it was only about, 10, 11 minutes for me. I don't know. I'm not good at that math. But like I said, not a lot of filler, so we're going to jump right into it. Continental Classic starts this week at the AEW pre-Thanksgiving show, the night before Thanksgiving show in Chicago. The finals are, it'll continue on Just Dynamite and Collision. There'll be no matches on Rampage. Just Dynamite and Collision all the way through. And the finals will be at World's End in Orlando. So that's good to hear. Yeah, I'm hoping to be at the December 11th show. December 11th show in Kansas City for Winter's Coming. But we'll see how that works out. So let's start with the Gold Group. Yeah, like I said, jumping right into it. I'm not trying to keep you here all day. A Gold Group is going to be Darby Allin. The members of the Gold Group, there's six in each pool, 3 points for a win, of course, no points for a loss, and 1 point for a draw. The Gold members, the six, are Darby Allin, Claudio Castagnoli from the Death Riders, Brody King from honoring the House of Black, Will Ospreay, Ricochet, and Juice Robinson. So those are the six members of the Gold Group. I'm really... let's start with Darby. Darby is in a feud with the Death Riders right now. The way it was presented is he found out Claudio Castagnoli was in and demanded to be in, and not only just be in, but be in his group so he can stop the Death Riders. So Claudio dominated Darby. Like, what is it at this point? The Dynamite before last? It might even been the last week. Dominated him in a match and just beat him pretty aggressively. So. A big match we're looking for in that one is Darby versus Claudio. We'll also get Darby and Brody King again, which is always a great match visually because how big Brody King is, how small Darby Allin is. Then we're going to get Darby versus Will Ospreay for the first time. Darby versus Ricochet for the first time. So those are going to be amazing. The next one's Claudio Castagnoli. Again, Claudio versus Brody King. I believe we got that last year in the tournament. We got Claudio versus Will Ospreay, which I think we've had before, but it's going to be amazing. And the 20-minute time limit is going to go a long way because, you know, you got 20 minutes to get it done. This is I wouldn't say fast paced, but you got to get to business really quick. We'll probably finally get a winner between Will Ospreay and Ricochet because the last match ended in a no contest because Takeshita jumped in. And we get Will Ospreay versus Juice Robinson, Bullet Club versus United Empire, old school Bullet Club versus United Empire. Then we got Brody King. Now, Brody King is, I used to watch G1. I think I had about 5 years where I consistently watched almost every match in the G1. He plays that Bad Luck Fale role. He's just a big guy. And on any night, he can beat someone or, you know, he can upset because he's Brody fucking King. And he's like a foot taller than everybody else in the tournament. So that's going to be fun to watch. Then Will Ospreay. I believe Will Ospreay is the wrestler of the year, period, performer of the year. Whatever award you want to give, I believe Will Ospreay is that this year for 2024. Now he has 5 matches to solidify why he is the best wrestler in the world. And I believe he's going to do it. And the match with Ricochet, we're going to get it all the way through. This is going back to the best of Super Juniors when they used to wrestle there. I believe that match that went viral was the best of Super Juniors match. I'm not 100% sure. Will Ospreay versus Darby Allin. Yeah, they're going to kill each other. It's going to be fun because it's going to be the battle of who is willing to do the most crazy shit. Then Ricochet. Like others, have not been that enthused with Ricochet's performances in AEW so far. I was, you'll hear about thoughts on the Takeshita match when we review Full Gear, but yeah, I just don't like feel like Ricochet's Ricochet right now. I don't know what's going on. Hopefully he can get it back. But he has 5 matches to end this. To end all doubt and let everybody know Ricochet has 100% arrived in AEW and he's up to it. And then last but not least, Juice Robinson. Love me some Juice. Love his antics. Love his energy. but I don't think he's going to win a lot of matches. We're going to see. He like I say, he's a big dude, so he's always a threat. But, you know, that's the whole thing about when you're doing these tournaments. You have to have someone that'll lose. So, only thing I can say is, yeah, he'll be fun to be in there. Now we're going to jump right into the blue group. And then you're going to get a little bit more thoughts on who's not in it, who's in the tournament, who's not in the tournament, who I wanted in the tournament, what I would do after I go over through this. Blue League is starting with your Continental Classic or Continental Champion, Kazuchika Okada, who won it from Eddie Kingston earlier this year. And then you got Shelton Benjamin, Mark Briscoe, Kyle Fletcher, Daniel Garcia. I don't know why I spelled Danny in my notes like The Rock's wife instead of like his actual name, which is Daniel Garcia. I don't know if it was like I just backspaced on a typo or whatever. But Daniel Garcia, Beast Mortos, and Kazuchika Okada. So Shelton Benjamin, very excited to him, see him in it. He's been doing like a lot of dominant stuff against people smaller than him, a lot of throws and stuff. So he has been built well going into this, representing the Hurt Business. I am looking forward to him versus Kyle Fletcher, him versus Daniel Garcia, because they both, you know, a lot of technical style there. I'm looking forward to everybody against Beast Mortos. And then Benjamin versus Okada. I imagine when Benjamin was in New Japan earlier, they wrestled. I haven't done even my look up. I'm not in cage match anything. Like I said, this is kind of an impromptu episode, so not a lot of research, but I imagine Kazuchika Okada and Shelton Benjamin aren't touching for the first time. Mark Briscoe, former ROH world champion, member of the conglomeration. He's always going to put on great matches in this one. Him versus Kyle Fletcher is probably the one I'm most anticipating, because you're getting a new ruthless Kyle Fletcher, and that's another person. Kyle Fletcher, Beast Mortos. That's the Kyle Fletcher. Just come off a win against Will Ospreay. The big match that I'm looking forward to him is the Beast Mortos. I want to see how they collide. I think Kyle Fletcher is a sleeper to win this. And everybody's like, well, he just beat Will Ospreay. How's he a sleeper? Well, Okada's the favorite. And if Okada's in a tournament, if Okada's in a round robin tournament, Okada's the favorite. So if he's the favorite, that makes Kyle Fletcher the sleeper, even though a lot of people would think Kyle Fletcher would win this tournament. Then we got Daniel Garcia, just won the TNT title. I thought it's an interesting pick to be in it because he's already a champion. So if he loses straight up, does he lose his belt? And it doesn't make sense to have a champion taking losses in this. But guess what? They do this in the G1 all the time, so he could be building up who's going to challenge him next to the people that get pinned. Hopefully, Daniel Garcia doesn't lose a lot of matches in this one, as I believe he only won one match last year against Brody King, who's not in the same block with anymore. The Beast Mortos is going to be the hot guy coming out of this tournament, because all he does is impress. He hasn't had a bad match in AEW. He just has this energy in this big match. He was a great addition to this tournament that I wouldn't have even put in. If you were asking me to list my people I want in the tournament, I wouldn't have put the Beast Mortos. I probably would have picked Rush over him. But I'm very happy with the Beast Mortos being in it. So it'll be a feature, get him wrestling on TV every week. So I'm very excited. And then, of course, Kazuchika Okada, the big match I'm looking forward to is Kyle Fletcher. Because Kyle Fletcher just had a win over Will Ospreay. So you're going to see, it's going to tell a lot of how they see Fletcher versus how they see Kazuchika Okada.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Got it. I do know a lot of people have been disappointed with Okada's use over the last year in AEW. I am not one of them. I have been okay with it. But this is, it's time for Okada to be Okada. You know, if he doesn't win the tournament, that actually could be a very good thing because he wouldn't have the title anymore and you can get what everybody actually wants. Kazuchi Okada going for the AEW world title, which is, you know, a lot of people believe his destiny to hold that belt. So that's a little preview of the matches. Those are your people from the gold and blue squad. Now we're just going to get my overall thoughts on the participants and the tournament. Takeshita, why is he in it? I know they're going to do a great story with him at all, but I want him in this tournament. I want him in this tournament so, so bad. I would have liked to see Adam Cole in this tournament. I know some people might want to stay away from him, but as he's coming back from injuries after a long layoff and he's getting his back in ring shirt and he's getting his matches up on her, having five strong opponents to keep wrestling over the next few weeks to get his legs back under him would have been very awesome. But I know they got plans for him. I want to see MJF in it this year. I know shenanigans, all that stuff. People are kind of down on MJF right now. But MJF is always going to be one of my favorites because I think he's just such a naturally good wrestler. And I would have loved to see him in this field. But, you know, him wrestling every week, I don't think you're going to get that. I want to see Brian Cage in this one year. He wasn't. I personally would like the field to expand to 20. And I would like it for its time, maybe be like 2 months, and for its time to be the main focus of the show. Because I do think when AEW focuses on wrestling and these type of matches, that, you know, it would keep people invested, and then you could build everything else inside of this and around it, but it should be the focus. But we get a month of it, so I'm not going to lift a gift horse in the mouth. We get a month of pretty much pure wrestling shows, so that'll be great. But those are a few of the names of people that I would have liked. I did get to see Swerve in it last year, so I'm just staying why he's not in it this year. Someone like Bobby Lashley, you know, just coming in. But you only could put Bobby Lashley in it if he was going to win it. So I understand him not being in it for that reason. I really do like it. I want to see a women's league, women's Continental Classic, you know, maybe instead of having a women's Continental title, they do it for a title shot. Maybe that's how you build. Do a Women's Continental Classic, and that's how you build to who will be the challenger at when it will be the challenger at All In, or, you know, something like that. That'd be great. It'd be a great way to feature women on TV every week and guarantee 2 or 3 matches every week. I don't know if they'd ever do it. I don't know how it would draw, but I would like to see it, and I would like to see a Tag Team Continental Classic. And like I said, when I say Continental Classic, I'm not saying build a continental title for the tag team division or the women's division. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is use the format for the tag division and the women's division. That's how it's a way you could build a tag team, and that the winner of it gets a cup and then gets a title shot at the tag team belts at the next pay-per-view. Same thing with the women. Wins a cup and then gets a title shot. Just kind of like the New Japan Cup or the G1. The Continental Classic, getting the belt at the end could be specific to the men's singles division. That's what I thought. Again, some people might find that convoluted or don't think it would draw. It might not, but we won't know unless you try. And it also gives you a format to make your show wrestling based more than like 1 month a year. That would right there give you 3 months a year where it's super wrestling focused, super wrestling based, and you have less stories to tell because you're using so much of your time on these matches. So I don't know. I think it would work. Maybe I'm wrong, but hopefully we can get that soon. I'd love to see FTR in 5 matches against some of the teams in AEW. And I do think like people like Top Flight and people like Top Flight, that don't get as much time to perform to have these matches on TV would help. But again, this field, I'm very happy with. Only thing I can say, 1 year, hope it's 10. I doubt it. I mean, I doubt it. I think this format works because they have the five matches for each person and you can knock it out in a month and it has a natural ending at World's End. So this may never change. But like I said, bigger for me is better. It's a Continental Classic. So this week's matchups, this is how we're going to basically end the show. This week's matchups, we got Darby Allin versus Brody King. Darby won the last match at WrestleDream. I could see Brody winning this one. It's going to be physical. Darby lets Brody throw him everywhere, and Brody doesn't mind doing it. So I like that. So I like to see how this match turns out. Then we had Shelton Benjamin versus Mark Briscoe. That's going to be a very physical, well-done match. Shelton's going to be throwing him around, but Mark's going to be able to take it all. And we're going to get some of that redneck kung fu, and we'll see who comes out on top. I got Shelton Benjamin. I mean, you know, he's only lost the Swerve. I think they're going to keep him basically strong in this tournament, so I have him beating Mark Briscoe. And last match, and it's an anticipated match. And again, this is a get-right game for Ricochet. You know, you don't use that. You see or hear that a lot in sports. But when you have, you know, not necessarily the performances that other people see you having, again, this is a compliment to Ricochet. Because everyone knew, felt like once the WWE handcuffs were off, he was going to be basically the best wrestler in the world. So he's probably had really, you know, average to above average performance, but he's Ricochet. He's King Ricochet. He's Prince Puma. He is the man, you know, to kind of help put Will Ospreay on the map. You know what I mean? So with all of that, you expect more from Ricochet. So expectations, you might see as, you know, a curse, but it's a gift because we expect it because we've seen it and we've seen the talent. So looking forward to Ricochet and Claudio Castagnoli knocking the shit out of each other. Hopefully we can see a little glimpse of the Ricochet that we all know is there. It's just got to put the match together to try. Got to get his moves set down for this world and, you know, be Ricochet. Do some flippy shit, you know, do some shit. All right, so that's the matches for Dynamite. Again, run through. Darby Allin versus Brody King. I predicted Brody King win. Shelton Benjamin versus Mark Briscoe. I predicted Shelton Benjamin. Claudio versus Ricochet. I am predicting Claudio. And then on Collision, which will be taped on Wednesday. So if you don't want to be spoiled with like me, I'm going to avoid spoilers to Saturday. And Collision this week is on Saturday at 3 o'clock. That is what I've seen. Saturday at 3 o'clock. What I think they're doing is trying to avoid a Survivor Series. So it's Saturday at 4 Eastern, 3 o'clock. I guess that's 1 Pacific. So make sure you understand there's a different start time for Collision this week. And again, Kota versus Daniel Garcia. Oh my God. So I don't know who's going to win this match. I assume Okada, because he's fucking Okada. Daniel Garcia just tapped out Jungle Boy and won the TNT title. And he didn't win any matches last year. So I figure with that, they would want to start him off strong. And you really cannot start off stronger than a pinfall over Kazuchika Okada, who has only been pinned. He's only been pinned by... he only been pinned by Bryan Danielson. So that was his first loss, so let's see what happens there. Then we have Will Ospreay versus Juice Robinson. Will Ospreay is fundamentally unable of having a bad match. This will be Juice Robinson's best match of the year because he's wrestling Will Ospreay. And Juice Robinson is a hell of a worker. He's put on a hell of a matches. But you know what? You're standing across the ring from the best wrestler in the world, Will Ospreay. That's going to be fun. But I see... Ospreay playing up the tombstone from the tombstone on the top of the stairs. And I think Juice Robinson gets the upset. I'm calling it. He got tombstone on the stairs Saturday, and it's supposed to be going to be a week later. I'm like, I don't see him just winning that match. Juice Robinson beats Will Ospreay. You count that as another win for Kyle Fletcher over Will Ospreay. And then last, Kyle Fletcher versus the Beast Mortos. Oh, this is going to be a banger. It's going to be an absolute banger. They're going to kill each other. Beast Mortos takes the best L's in AEW. Yeah, I mean, Takeshita was in this for a while. Danny Garcia, Willie Uta had this role where they would fight valiantly and always lose. That's going to be the Beast Mortos in this case. Kyle Fletcher again. So the three matches for Collision: Kazuchika Okada versus Danny Garcia. I'm calling Okada with the win. Will Ospreay versus Juice Robinson. I'm calling the upset. Juice Robinson pending an injured Will Ospreay. And then last but not least, Kyle Fletcher versus Beast Mortos. I think Kyle Fletcher does the brainbuster off the corner and gets the pin on Beast Mortos. So that is your preview. Those are your six matches for this week. Again, make sure you watch Dynamite tomorrow night and watch out for the special start time for Collision. They're going to go through it tomorrow on the show. But remember, it's 4 Eastern, 3 o'clock Central, 1 o'clock Pacific TBS? No, TNT. On TNT on Saturday. So look forward to that. That'll be after Black Friday. And for me, luckily, it'll be before the Florida State Florida game, so I can watch that and not have to worry about missing Collision. So, yeah, that is your very abbreviated, very fast Continental Classic preview. I'm right at 25 minutes right now, so that's exactly where I wanted to be. I'm very excited for the Continental Classic, if you can't tell. I very rarely just... oh, I got to record something. So that's where I'm at right now. I am looking forward to this year. This is going to be some wrestling. Make sure you're watching it. I'll be providing my little thumbs star ratings on each match. I stole that from Jeremy Donovan for Keeping the Strong Style. I think he's the best at covering. I think he's the best in the world at covering the G1. So I know he'll be effective, and I'll be asking him for advice on covering the Continental Classic. So, but yeah, make sure you're tuning in, checking out all the other shows on Social Suplex One Nation Radio, Keeping It Strong Style, Tunnel Talk, what's it called? The Wrestling Best Message in AEW History with Sir Sam and M's WWE Adventure. I am trying to remember them all, and you're going to the Chop Tees, you know. Christmas is coming up. Black Friday sales is coming up, 30% off. Make sure you're buying your shirts, gifting them to people, letting them know to represent the best podcast, best podcast network, wrestling podcast network in the world, the Social Suplex. So thank you all for hanging with me. I don't think I missed anything because, like I said, very focused group, but I hope everybody enjoys the Continental Classic. I hope your guys win. I hope I'm right, but I think this is going to be another successful year in the Continental Classic. And with that, enjoy Thanksgiving. Again, we're going to record a show on Wednesday night, but if you don't get to listen before then, enjoy your Thanksgiving. See your family, see your friends, see your food, tell people you love them, do all the shit, and watch a ton of fucking football. With that, I will leave you how I'll always leave you. Whether it's home, work, or school, always do your best to be a leader.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.